And our feature is our visit with the Albuquerque trio Lindy Vision, presenting some new songs. Actually, we get a lot of information just in the show itself from the band. Later on, we'll hear some new songs. We'll hear a couple of older songs. We'll hear an interview recorded that night by our own Tanya Cole, who you know well from many places, but especially for Alternating Monday Freeform. Let's go right to it. Recorded by Ramon Garcia with assistance from Ben Montoya on the 8th of May in Studio A. Lindy Vision R. Carla Kyler on drums, vocals, and sampler. Didi Kyler on vocals and synthesizer. Nay Kyler on guitar and vocals. Fifth Beatle for this session, Jesse Mortensen. Let's head right into Studio A, bring you something brand new from Lindy Vision.
Okay. Hi, we're Lindy Vision. We're from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and we're going to play some of our newest songs. We haven't recorded any of these yet, and we're just working on the writing process, so we decided to write all of our new songs, or not all of them, but some of them, and share them with KUNM for the first time. So this is the first time we're sharing them with an audience. So thank you for having us. The first song is called Restless, and a little bit of background about this one is it's kind of about living in Albuquerque and in a city that, or just like a bigger city that might have a lot of crime or a bad name, and you just kind of want to get away. Are just like a tumultuous time, because I feel like we're in that kind of a time period right now, and so this was kind of written from that perspective. So here it goes. Okay, thank you. So this next one, and I'm going to actually have to turn up my synth a little bit because I couldn't hear it. This next one's called Life's Not Fair, and I feel like that's kind of self-explanatory. But yeah, I think a lot of times we go through life and we can get frustrated, and this is kind of about that feeling. That was our second new one called Life's Not Fair. And we're going to go on to our third latest one. And this one's called Wasted. So this song was, I think this was our hardest song to write, right?
It was, yeah. It's also my favorite because I get to do backup vocals for once. So.
Yeah. Yeah, this one was fun for us. I think we just finished it like 2 days, maybe like yesterday. We finished it yesterday. So it's crazy.
Writing and rewriting.
Yeah, we kind of tore this one apart and had to really, really rework it. But yeah, like we just were really excited to kind of start the writing process again and share. And this is our first time actually like sharing our music before we go into a studio with like a live audience. So
I know, we've never done this before.
Yeah. So thanks, KUNM, for letting us do this.
Yes, thank you.
Because it's kind of neat for us. So these might not even make the album. They might not even be recorded, but we got this experience.
They might sound completely different on the album.
Yeah. So it's just something. We're always trying to try new, different and new things just to challenge ourselves. And that's kind of what this project was. And so thank God somebody let us entertain the idea.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, this one's called Wasted. Kind of self-explanatory also. But I think it really stemmed from a relationship I was in with a person who was always high and drunk. And I was just like, don't waste your life. Like, it's kind of sad to watch people who, you know, you love or care about, and they're using substances to kind of get through life. And it's just sad to watch that and be a part of that. And so that's kind of where this came from. ¶¶
Asking it after I visited your website versus before, right? Because I was going to say, what's the deal with the name Lindy Vision? And then I went to your website.
Yeah.
And I read your about section. And, you know, and I did read. So Lindy is from the autobiography of Malcolm X.
Yes.
And Vision is like being, well, I'm a visionary, actually.
Yay.
So, right? Yeah, totally, yeah. I am. This is why I'm excited to talk to you guys. But so because Lindy Vision says on their website, if you're a Lindy Vision fan, then they like to think of you as visionaries, right?
Is that? Yeah.
Right. And so that's the vision part, right? Is the sort of the vision of your future or the vision of your music or is that?
Yeah, I mean, it's all encompassing. Like vision is a strong word. It's like, you are looking through your eyes towards the future. It holds a lot of things. And I mean, it kind of is a play on Joy Division is one of our favorite bands of all time. And so it's kind of playing with like division with Joy Division. And so okay. We were like, oh, vision. And it just made sense to us to put the two concepts together, Lindy Vision. And just, yeah, we've always been kind of a progressive band and always wanting to move forward and try different things and do different things. And so, yeah, that's kind of where I see. That's where
I think vision comes in terms like forward thinking. Like you don't have to necessarily be our fan, but do your own thing and whatever that may be in life. And you don't have to follow conventional standards. So being a visionary is being a fan of Lindy Vision or just being a forward thinker.
And we need a lot of forward thinkers right now, too, I would say, mm-hmm. just in general. And so Lindy, I mean, I read the autobiography of Malcolm X a long time ago.
Yeah.
And actually what sticks out to me that I remember from that book is when he was, he says, if you're ever out of town or whatever, if you want to appear that you're at home, always leave your bathroom light on because it looks the least suspicious.
Yeah, I remember
you know,
that
to
part.
Have it be on at 3 a.m. or whatever. But the, but the Lindy part, the only thing I could think of was like Lindy hopping. Is that what, like the dance? Is that what?
That's exactly it.
All right.
You're right on point. So yeah, I mean, we grew up dancing and we love dancing. And so, and in that book, the Lindy hopping part of it is a really fun part of his life. You know, he talks very adamantly about it and how like Black people, it was like their natural instincts came out and it was so powerful for them, even during a time of like oppression and like just a horrible time. Like the 60s weren't that great for Black people, maybe for other races, but not for, you know, African Americans. But dancing, they found freedom in dancing. And I loved that in that book. And the way he describes it in that book, it's specifically chapter 4, Laura, where he's talking about one of the women that he was dating during that time. He kind of like destroyed her life, which is also why I love that chapter, because a lot of men destroy women's lives and they don't ever have regrets. But he actually writes a chapter about it, dedicates it to her, and says, you know,
turn her mic off.
Well, I mean, it's where Lindy came from. It's a loaded word. I mean, it has to do with the dance. It also has to do how it reminded him of this woman named Laura that, yeah, I mean, he kind of ruined her life, and he describes it in that chapter. So we also toyed around with the idea of calling our band Chapter 4 Laura or things like that. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, we came up with Lindy Vision.
I like Lindy Vision. I think it's compelling, too. It makes you wonder, you know, well, what is the deal with that, too? So, okay. And so another thing that I read was that you are all self-taught, is totally impressive. First of all, like I played the saxophone and all I could play was like hot cross buns and it was really bad. And it was for a very short time. I was totally impatient. I didn't have the patience for it. But so that you're self-taught, as well as the fact that you produce and put out your own music. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Our last four albums, we put out all of those by ourselves.
And your last four albums have been like, in the last 4 years, like one a year. Like, am I right about that too?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, prolific.
We started in 2014 and have released one every year since then.
And so you must be pretty busy, because I can't imagine. I mean, you have like regular other, not that this is not a regular job, but you know what I mean? Do you have other things you do, right? Like, this is not all that you do all the time, is it?
Yeah, we all have jobs. Yeah. Hoping to make this our main job, but we're all working a lot.
Music's always been a big hobby of ours. I mean, everybody dreams of having it as like your main income, but that's really hard to do, you know, like being paid as an artist for your art is hard to do. And the whole digital age and digital world made it a lot different it's cool that you can have like multiple indie artists like us. Like, we're not on a label, we're not signed or anything like that. And so we're able to do what we do because of the internet and because of that freedom. But it also makes it hard. You have to strategize, like, how do you make this a profitable thing?
Right. And so that was going to be one of my questions is if I guess what am I getting at? Is that the ideal would be to do music all the time? Would you want like some big shot label dude that's going to go to your show and come up to you and be like, hey, we want to, you young women have such great potential. Let's sign you up. But also I feel like that kind of thing is where then you start to lose the rights to your music, the creativity. Yeah. Then all these other people start to be able to get to pipe in when before or right now it's all you, right?
Yeah. Okay, this next one is called Manic, and this was off of our last album called Junt. We released it last year in October, I think. So this is from 2017. So we're going to give you a couple of old ones now. But yeah, this was, I think, our first, if you have singles, but this was one of our first singles off of our album that we thought of having as a single. And Manic stemmed from, I always explain it. Nate, do you want to explain it this time?
I don't know. You wrote the lyrics. And they're kind of crazy.
They're a little crazy. So Manic, it happened kind of right after the passing of our mother, and we were just kind of in a really weird place in our lives. And just like, I mean, death brings up all kinds of things for people, like you never know what's going on. And and so this song was, I think, the first one we wrote for June, right? Like the first,
I think,
official?
The first complete song we had was Manic.
And so,
and we didn't do a lot of changes. I think originally what we wrote is what's on the album now. So
yeah, and so it's one of my favorites. But yeah, that's kind of, I felt kind of schizophrenic during, I mean, I don't like to use that word lightly, but I felt like my brain was just in different places. Like I would have extreme highs and then extreme lows. So that's kind of where the idea of calling it manic came from.
You explained it so well.
So this is our last one. It's called Division, and it's also off of our latest album, Junt. And this one was also kind of crazy.
It's a dance song.
It's a dance
song. People like to dance to this song.
This is actually my most political song, but it's a dance song.
Separates you and I. There's a line that separates.
Lindy Vision R, Carla Kyler, Dee Dee Kyler, and Nay Kyler. Fifth Beatle, Jesse Mortensen. Find them, Lindy Vision, online. They're performing live later in the summer. Thank you to Tanya Cole. See if we can squeeze a little bit more of this studio session in. Thanks to Ramon Garcia as well. Stay tuned for Route 66 coming up next.
Our vision, there's a vision of the land.